And welcome back on Husker Radio, KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM, both proud members of the Husker Radio Group. Tristan Winder, glad to sit down and talk with Michael Levine, joining us on behalf of Dallas Brass. Michael, thank you so much for taking time for us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Now, Michael, for folks that haven't heard about Dallas Brass before, could you tell us a little bit about what Dallas Brass is?
Sure. Well, we're a seven-piece brass quintet, which sounds a little strange because a quintet would normally be five, but we're a brass quintet plus a drummer plus me. I'm the narrator and the MC for the show. I used to play trombone in the group, but now I'm strictly doing the narration and, or I'd say the MC work.
Cool.
And we play a big variety of music. We play everything from mostly American music. We play everything from music from the time of George Washington to the modern present day. A little bit of jazz, a little bit of Broadway, and music from movies, and patriotic music, and music of Leonard Bernstein, and composers, great American composers. So it's a big, big variety. When people say, what kind of music do you play? It's like, well, what kind of music don't we play?
How much time do you have for us to tell you about what music we play,
right,
really?
Right, exactly.
So, Michael, how long has Dallas Brass been around?
Well, the group actually started back in the early 80s, and I was there at the beginning. I started the group. So it's been, actually, it's been 40 years. This technically was late 82. And we started out in Dallas playing weddings, and the first gig we ever played was the wedding, and the second gig was the wedding reception after the ceremony.
How unique.
And from there, we played grand openings and ribbon cuttings and all kinds of social events. Mostly we were background music. And then I decided I really wanted the group to be more in the concert situation and got an agent and reformatted our approach and started touring throughout Texas and Arkansas and Oklahoma and eventually started going all over the country. And we've been overseas. We've been to Japan and Italy and Germany. And but 95%, 98% of the time we're here in the States. And that's what we love to be, because our show is called American Musical Journey, and we trace American history through music.
And can you tell us a little bit about the show itself, please, Michael?
Yeah, well, the show, like I say, has a big variety of music. And one of the highlights in the show is that we involve students. And in fact, on this concert we're doing for you all, coming up in a couple of days, we'll have a combination of middle school and high school students that will come up and play one selection with us. So the concert is, you know, mostly ours, but we love involving students because we're band kids ourselves. And so a big part of our mission is to reach out to band kids and try to inspire them to, you know, embrace music and the arts and so forth. So anything we can do along with their band directors to give them a shot in the arm and a little extra motivation is a high priority for Dallas Brass.
And tell us about what inspired Dallas Brass to not only make some of the transitions that you talked about a moment ago, Michael, but involve youth and involve students.
Well, again, it's just, you know, we feel so, we're all educators at heart. I really believe that. I think performers need to be educators, and educators need to be performers. We're not really in two different worlds. So, and when I say educators, we're not just looking to educate in the traditional sense, like students in school, but even the public. You know, when we do our concerts, we talk a little bit about the composer or the time period, and we try to give a little bit of context to the music that we're playing, because I think everyone enjoys knowing a little bit of background. I mean, the music stands on its own, of course, but a little bit of background on giving some context, I think, is very helpful and interesting for people. So we are educators at heart, and again, we just want to inspire this next generation, especially, you know, nowadays with all the technology and the computers and the cell phones and all the the video games and all this stuff, you know, just to see kids playing good old-fashioned band instruments like they played back in John Philip Sousa's day it's heartwarming, and we just want to encourage them to keep going. So
again, we're blessed to have Michael Levine joining us here on KODY, talking a little bit about Dallas Brass. And Michael, can you tell us about the concerts coming up in the area here in the great state of Nebraska for folks to attend?
Let's see. You'll have to help me. We're in the middle of a tour that we went from Omaha to Hastings, and then and we're going to be in Sydney. We're going to be in Kearney. So our concert with you, is it Wednesday night? Yes, Wednesday night. I believe it's at 7 o'clock, and it's not in North Platte, is it?
Isn't it's
it?
In Hershey, yes.
Yeah, Hershey. I'll need the address so we get there, right? You know?
The nice thing about Hershey is it's a very small, welcoming community. You can't miss the school.
Yeah, we're excited to come to Hershey. We love small towns in general. You know, it really, we've played in New York City. We've played at Carnegie Hall and in Washington at the Kennedy Center, and that's a lot of fun. But, you know, nothing beats small town America. It really is where we are most happy.
And not only an opportunity for folks to see a Wednesday evening in Hershey, you said that this tour is going throughout Nebraska. I believe Kearney is on the agenda for, is it Thursday? Is that sound right, Michael?
Yep, Kearney's Thursday, and then Scotts Bluff, I believe, is Friday, and then we finish up in Sydney on Saturday.
Wow. So if folks want to come along for all four stops, there's definitely opportunities for them to do so.
And I have to mention that my mother was born in Omaha, Nebraska, so I've got Nebraska in my blood.
Oh, hey, you bleed big red with us, do you? Well, Michael, can you tell us a little bit about the show? What would folks be able to experience if they make it to one of the Dallas Brass shows, specifically the one in Hershey Wednesday evening?
Well, like I say, they're going to hear a big variety of music. They're going to be some big band music and some Dixieland, and we're going to play something from West Side Story. We're going to play something from The Music Man. We've got Mancini. I mean, they're going to recognize most of what we play, and it's going to bring back some memories for a lot of folks. And we love the idea of reaching all generations in one concert. You know, if we can entertain, you know, elementary school kids and senior citizens all at the same time, that's really one of our objectives. And we take that very seriously. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's not a formal sit down kind of like, you know, everyone, you know, don't dare cough or, you know, this sort of thing. It's a show. It's more of a show as opposed to maybe what you might call a recital.
And Michael, if folks want to keep up to date with the latest on Dallas Brass, how can they do so outside of seeing them while they're here in the great state of Nebraska?
Yeah, well, our website is dallasbrass.com. And so we have some more about the group there. And other than that, I don't know much about all this technology stuff, you know, all this stuff. You got Facebook and all these things, Instagram and Twitter and all these things. I don't know too much about all that, but I do know our website is DallasBrass.com.
It's the one-stop shop. Well, Michael, we sure appreciate you taking some time for us. Safe travels to you and the crew while you travel the great state of Nebraska. Glad to have you here.
We're excited. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday.